If you love the Lord tonight, shout amen. Amen. If you guys have your Bibles tonight, if you turn to me to 1 Kings 16, we're going to read from verse 32 all the way to 34. If you guys would stand for the reading of the Word of God. If you have it with me tonight, say amen. Amen. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove unto a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. And verse 34 says, and in his day did Haley the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof of Abraham's, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof of his youngest son, Zugab, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua the son of Nun. Observe, you guys can be seated. Observe verse 34. It was during the time of the leadership of Ahab, the Haley, one of the subjects of Ahab dared to rebuild Jericho. You are who you hang around with. So many times, if we're not careful, we can fall prey to past temptations. Lust, pride, addiction, whether it be drug, alcohol. If you don't watch out, you can begin to put thoughts in your past and you can begin to miss it. The devil begins to distract you from what God has done for you. You begin to rebuild a Jericho in your life. And the title of my message tonight is When There's a Jericho in Your Way. My first point is don't raise what God has erased. So many times in our lives we begin to go out through our day-to-day Christian lives and we begin to think, and we've all been tempted, we've all been there, where we get distracted every once in a while, and we begin to move in around this world as we work, as Christians you should be working in the workforce, but sometimes you're around influences, sometimes you're around the world, and it is important that you keep your mind on God and what he has called you to do. If we lose focus on what God has called us to do, the things that can be done in our lives, it begins to build up a Jericho. And what I mean by that is when we begin to let things slide in our lives and we begin to not focus in on what God is asking us to do, we begin to build up a Jericho in our life and it begins to have a hold on us. Building up a Jericho in your life will only cost you what you don't want to pay. Joshua 6:26 says, and Joshua adjourned them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that raiseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set upon the gates of it. Rebuilding up the Jericho will only cost you more than what you want to pay in your life. Going against God's word will only cause you pain, will only cause suffering. You will not find joy and peace in it. So many times, if we're not careful, we begin to allow the enemy to come into our mind and to distract us a lot. And this is from personal experience. You know, I'd be doing good. I'd be in church, and I'd be on fire for God. And then all of a sudden, something just came and put its finger on me. Something didn't go my way. Somebody made me angry. You know, if you begin to let them thoughts into your mind, you're beginning to allow yourself an open space for the enemy to get in. You've got to begin to guard your mind. My second, don't let the enemy of your soul take away from you the first, like the first time he did. Has he not taken away from you enough from you before you met Christ? Giving away to the devil will only make your Jericho bigger and harder to overcome. Oh, don't fall back into past temptation. Oh, but fall back in love with God. You know, church, we've got to begin to fall back in love with God. You know, if you look at the problems in the church world today, and there's a lot of things that's going on, and they've lost their love of Jesus. They've lost that first love, and we've got to begin to get back into loving God. My second point here tonight is the walls. Your city of Jericho might be habits you just can't seem to break, because it's surrounded by weakness. Your city of Jericho is maybe some sickness or afflictions you just can't get your healing, because it's surrounded by walls of doubt or lack of faith. Maybe tonight in your city of Jericho, God has given you a promise or told you to do something for him, but the city is surrounded by a lack of trust in God. Tonight you can see those walls collapse. You can take your city of Jericho. If you want free of the fear and torment from your Jericho, just follow after God. Get serious about doing what he is asking you to do. Be devoted to him. Serve him with all your heart. If you've went through life and you got this Jericho that is just causing all these problems, you know, you've got to begin to trust in the Lord. You've got to begin to give him your all. You've got to begin to be devoted to what he is asking you to do. You know, if God is asking you to do something, it's not because, well, sometimes, and I've had this problem, and I've told myself, well, I don't think I can do that. You know, I don't think I can do that, God. But if God is asking you to do that, he is preparing you. He knows that you can do that. The Lord is telling you, you can do that. That should give us a boldness to be able to want to do what God is asking us to do. In Joshua 5, 13 through 15. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went in unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversary? And he said, nay, but I come, but as a captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, sorry, my phone just fell. Turn that off real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. The Lord's host unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standeth is holy. And Joshua did so. The direction God wants us to go. Now Joshua was told by the commander of the Lord's army to go down to Joshua, to Jericho. Joshua 6, 2 through 3, and it says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thee, unto thine hand, Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Notice how when God has a plan, he usually wants you to move. I've been accused of this, and because it's happened to me, and God's asked me to go do something, and I didn't move. And so what I find happened was my prayers wasn't answered on some things because I didn't move myself from where I was to where God was asking me to do. You know, if you're not in the center of the will of God, God cannot bless you. God wants to bless you, but if he is calling you to move on from where you are at, then he will begin to bless you. My final point tonight is victory. You've got to stand in the face of the enemy and tell him, "My God can conquer all things, and there is no hope for you, devil." Some of us just need to tell the devil, "My God is bigger." You know, we go through life and we get downtrodden and we get depressed and we get to a place where we're just not willing to do anything. And sometimes we get lazy. If you do not move, or if you do not follow what God is asking you to do, there can be no victory. If we live our lives going day to day, and God is asking us, "Well, you need to go witness to so and so." Or maybe it's a coworker, or it could be a loved one. And I just don't have time. I don't, you know, that might make things awkward. You know, and what I've had to get over, because I've dealt with this myself, and I've said, "God, that may make it awkward." You know, how do I even start up that conversation? How do I do this? You know, and then I talk myself out of it. You know, so many times we talk ourselves out of doing what God has asked us to do. God's not asking us, "How am I supposed to do this?" He's saying, "Go do this." If God is asking you to do this, there is a reason for him, for you to go do what he is asking you to do. You know, the lives that can be touched if we just listen to the word that the Lord has placed on our heart and what he is telling us to do. And if we're not careful, we can lose. We can lose that communication with God where we do not hear his voice anymore like we once did. And there will be no victory found in that. Victory is something that everybody wants to obtain. But victory requires a lot of sacrifice that sometimes a lot of people just don't want to give up. There's things in our lives that God is asking us to give up in order to claim victory. But if we're not willing to give up what God is asking us to give up, then victory will never come. You will be overcome by whatever you're facing. If you're not careful, you can get to a place where you don't think that God can help you. You know, sometimes I feel like we place God in this box. And "Well, God, you've done this before. I've seen you do miracles here. I've seen you touch people. I've seen you heal them. I've seen you completely just deliver them from whatever addiction they had immediately. But I don't think you can do it for me." You know, so many times we find ourselves placing God in a box and labeling God, "Well, you can't do this for me. This is too big. My Jericho is too big. I don't know how you can come in and just make them walls fall in my life. I don't know how I'm supposed to overcome." But we don't trust God with it. We're not trusting God to do what he said he would do. You know, he told this this was a time of testing for the Israelites. They just came out of the desert for 40 years for disobedience. There's so many things that had happened. You know, they were ready for a victory. They were ready to see God make them walls collapse. You know, they didn't want to go back to the desert and walk around another 40 years. You know, and so many times I feel like we tell ourselves, well, God, you can't do this, so I'm just going to go back to my desert. I'm just going to go back, and I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to sit in my own world, my pity party I'm going to have, and this will be my life. When the victory is right in front of us, all you got to do is trust in God. All you've got to do is begin to let God do His will in your life. And all you've got to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, it may require some sacrifices, but there has never been a victory won, a battle won, without great sacrifice. There's always been a sacrifice to victory. Christ died on the cross so that we may be saved. There was always a sacrifice provided. You may have to give up some things in your life. You may have to give up some relationships. You may have to give up some friends. You may have to give up some addictions that you have, or just things you love to do. Because if God is asking you to move from where you are, He's asking you to sacrifice things that you have in your life right now and begin to give them to God so He can take that sacrifice and you can be built upon that. You know, God will take things in your life and He can make them stepping stones for you. You want to get higher to God, you got to begin to sacrifice things in your life. You want to get closer to God, you've got to begin to sacrifice things that you have in your life that is taking control or is taking of your time. You know, a lot of times there's things in our lives that we just don't want to get rid of because it's pleasing, or it's things that we just love to do. And they may not be bad things. You know, it may not be a sin to do whatever it is, but God may be asking us to lay it down here tonight. If we are not obedient to God, if we don't listen to His voice, if He is calling us to a place of sacrifice, then begin to sacrifice so that you can obtain your victory. God wants to do something for you tonight. He wants to heal. He wants to just completely break the chains of whatever may have a hold of your life. But He's asking you to lay it down at an altar. And I remember a message, and I believe it was Brother Jason, about burnt hands. He was talking about when we go down to the altar and we begin to sacrifice it to God, and we begin to take it out of the altar and we begin to take it back home. You know, we've got to begin to leave it at the altar. You know, so many times in our lives when we have chains in our lives, you know, God's not asking us to hold on to the other end of the chain. But if we begin to hold on to that other chain, we begin to find ourselves entangled back into what we already were entangled in. You know, we may have obtained the victory that night, but we've taken that same sin and we've taken it back into our homes, we've taken it back into our lives, and it entangles us. And that Jericho, it begins to become a Jericho in our lives. And if we're not careful, we won't overcome it. We'll let it overcome us. My God can conquer all things. I will win this battle because the Lord fights for us. If I can have a piano player back as I'm closing tonight. old Joshua, he began to march just like God had said. After day one, nothing happened inside. They were probably laughing at Joshua and having a good old time. Day two, still nothing happened. Day three, they marched and still nothing happened. Day four, they marched. Now, this is getting ridiculous. Here we are wearing out our shoe leather. If God was going to do something, it would have already happened. So many times I feel like we're not willing to wait on God. You know, God's asking us to run. Maybe he's asking us to run around the church seven times. You know, if God is asking you to do something, then you need to do it. But if you're not willing to obey and if you're not willing to wait, if God is asking us to wait on something, we've got to begin to wait on it. You know, if we're not willing to wait on God, then we just begin to build a Jericho back up in our lives. That's the way we are. Well, God, if you're not going to give it to me when I want it, I will just do without. Day six, old Joshua, I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. You know, Joshua never lost hope. He knew that God was going to provide a victory for him. Day seven, they begin to march silent. Then lap seven, they begin to shout. What a thing. If you could have just been there to hear that cry unto the Lord. Just, when you begin to shout around your Jericho, you know, it's time that we begin to get up and we begin to march around things in our lives that has had us bound. It's time to get up from things that has had us tormented in our minds. You know, a lot of people, the battle is really in our minds. You know, the devil places things there, and if we're not careful, we begin to think about it. But it's time to start marching around them things and begin on the seventh lap to begin to shout unto God for the victory that he has provided. And what happened, praise the Lord, the walls came down and they went and took the city. Because they did what God told them to. And God did what he said he would. You can bring down the walls around your Jericho tonight. All you have to do is be obedient to God's plan. If you guys can stand with me tonight. If I ask one thing as we come around these altars to pray. Just be obedient to God. Just do what God is asking you to do. If he's asking you to shout, if he's asking you to run around this place, just be obedient. A lot of things can be broken tonight in our minds, in our lives. Maybe it's in our finances. If God is asking us to just give it to him and begin to praise him for it and begin to give him the victory and begin to shout for the victory for it in our lives. Just do what God is asking you to do tonight. Give it unto God and let him move in your life. Let him change your life. Let him begin to build a fire in your life. That way you can go out and proclaim Christ and begin to be an effective Christian for him. You know, church, there is a lost and dying world out here. People are dying and going to hell every day. But how are they going to know if we don't go out there and tell them? It's time that we begin to be an effective Christian for God. Come around these altars. Let's have a time of prayer.